Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
The Source of Joy. A meditation for Thursday of the fifth week of Easter. From the Gospel of John, chapter 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete." Opening prayer. Jesus, as I enter into prayer and read your words, I want to thank you for the gift of your word. In the scriptures, I encounter you and come to know your love for me. Today, I am struck by your assurance that you want me to have your joy. Thank you for the hope this inspires in me. Lord, I believe in you. I hope in you. I love you. Deepen my faith, hope, and love so that I can grow in the joy you promise. Encountering Christ. 1. Remain in my love. Jesus just told us to abide in him, and he reiterated that message in today's passage by telling us to remain in him. He told us he remains in the Father's love by keeping his commandments, and teaches us that we remain in his love by keeping his commandments. Unfortunately, we often see Christ's commandments as burdens or restrictions on our freedom. Jesus himself promised, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." Not only is his yoke easy and his burden light, it is through his yoke and burden that we find joy. 2. Interior stability. When we trust Jesus and remain in his love through obedience, our life develops an interior stability. We are like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. Jesus contrasted this with the fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined. When our lives are built on the solid rock that is Christ, we find true joy and peace. 3. Complete joy. Jesus wants us to experience his joy and tells us that this is found as we live in union with him, as we keep his commandments. We don't find true and complete joy in self-determination and self-reliance, but by recognizing our dependence on God as the source of wisdom and freedom, of joy and confidence. Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 301. But joy doesn't just happen. It takes work. Spiritual laziness can rob us of joy. The Catechism teaches, "Ascidia, or spiritual sloth, goes so far as to refuse the joy that comes from God." Number 2094. To live in joy, we can, through human effort, acquire the virtues that make possible ease, self-mastery, and joy in leading a morally good life. Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 1804. As well as overcoming those things that lead to ascidia. Lax ascetical practice, decreasing vigilance, carelessness of heart. Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 2733. How vigorously do we strive to grow in virtue? Conversing with Christ. Lord, I sometimes forget that true joy is rooted in you, not in circumstances. I forget that you are the rock upon which my whole life is meant to be built, and where I find the security that allows me to experience deep joy. Lord, help me be grateful for all the blessings of my day and the little things that give me the experience of happiness, but also help me desire true joy that goes beyond circumstances. Keep me focused on you and secure in you. Strengthen my trust in you so that no matter what happens, I find my joy as I remain in you and am faithful to your commandments. Resolution. The Catechism calls Sunday the Day of Joy, number 1193. Lord, today by your grace, I will take time to plan my Sunday so that it is an experience of joy for my family and me.
Visit our website at RenumChristi.com.